Stay tuned for Colorado College Hockey coming up next on KRDO News Radio.
This is your home for Colorado College Tiger Hockey. KRDO FM, Security Colorado Springs Pueblo. KRDO AM, Colorado Springs. Live from P74, the downtown Paninos, 604 North Tejon Street. This is the Chris Mayotte Show on KRDO News Radio. Time to talk hockey. Here's Tiger head coach Chris Mayotte and the voice of the Tigers, Ken Landau.
It is a hockey night in Colorado Springs. And not just any hockey night, it is the final Chris Mayotte show of the regular season. And I heard a rumor there's something big happening later this weekend. Something about the Tigers and Denver, a top 10 matchup, something like that. That's a good omen. There are good things happen when these teams are in the top 10. We'll get to that a little bit later. But Chris, these games matter. They would always matter when you're playing your arch rival. If you were playing for an empty can of beans, it would matter. But you've got positioning in the NCHC for the postseason tournament. You've got the NCAA. You've got pride. And you've got just the fact that, as I mentioned, you're playing your arch rival. This is a huge weekend to close out the regular season.
Yeah, there's a lot to play for, and that obviously is something that we're excited about. That's our team has earned that type of opportunity to be playing the last two regular season games and have so much meaning attached to them. But it doesn't change our approach. It doesn't change our focus. I told our guys yesterday was our day to be emotional about this upcoming weekend. And then once yesterday was over, it's about all of our focus and energy going into our ability to execute and play to our potential. Today is a matter of fact day. I know that we're all going to want to talk about, top 10 matchup, rival, all of that stuff. But internally, we try to avoid that because that's energy that doesn't really help us come Friday night.
No, and I understand that. The top 10 matchup stuff, that's for the folks that are in here, minus two guys. It's for the fans. It's for the media to talk about. It's just icing on the cake because you don't need those things for these games to be important. But when you look at where things are in the standings, the Tigers are currently fourth, 4 points behind those guys in the standings. A really good weekend for the Tigers gives them an opportunity, gives the Tigers a chance to finish second in the league. And I think maybe one person voted the Tigers to finish second in the preseason poll. I'm not sure who that was, but one person did. It's great to be in this position. It is absolutely great to be in this position. But your team, as you mentioned, has earned the right to be in this position. You don't get there in this league or any league just by showing up, just by accident.
No, you don't. And it doesn't matter who you are. And I don't want to downplay how excited we are, for this upcoming weekend and how great it is for our program and for the rivalry and everything like that. I'm not trying to take away, but when you're in it, it's a job to do. It's not time to talk about some of the extracurriculars. But, we look forward to it. Last time we played them, we knew they were one of the best teams in the country. We believed we had the potential to be one of the best teams in the country. At that point in time, we weren't quite there. But we had a belief that by the next time, the next time we get to see them, that we will be in that spot. And again, it doesn't happen just because you believe it'll happen. You have to actually go out and get the job done. And that's what our guys have done. And so, to have a top 10 matchup back in this rivalry is, is really exciting, and it's important not just in this state or for our programs. It's important for college hockey. The amount of people outside of CC Tiger fans that are excited to see this program have the type of year that they're having is really exciting. And our guys are, like I said, have earned every second of it. They should be getting a lot of credit for the job that they've done. But I think if you ask them, we just got to get back to work and make sure we take care of our business, because when we play to the best of our potential, I think we've proven that we can beat anybody in the country. This is a team that we're playing this weekend that I think we've had a lot of doubters, and we've had opportunity to prove them wrong, and I think we've done a good job with that. And there's probably one more team left in this league that we got to prove it against.
And it's time to erase those doubts. Let's look back over the last couple of weekends. And what's interesting here is that when you go back to Omaha, you go back to last weekend against Duluth, those four games, there was only one loss in those four games. Yet it felt like after Omaha and the Friday night game against Duluth, like it was a three-game losing streak. And I think that's a credit to where this team is. A year ago, 2 years ago, you go four games and only one loss in those four games. You're saying, hey, that's not, we'll take that. Now we don't take that anymore. We're not happy. We're not satisfied. We're upset by that. And I think your team showed their displeasure with the prior three games with what happened on Saturday night.
Yeah, I thought Saturday night was as good a performance as we had put together. You'll look at the scores of the North Dakota games and you can say, well, how are those not the best games you've played? And I really don't think the scores were indicative of how those games actually went. But I thought the Duluth game on Saturday, other than maybe the five-minute push they made towards the end of the first period, I thought that was as complete a performance. We out-attempted them 27-7 in the third period. We out-chanced them 17-5 for the game. And it was a matter of fact type of performance. And I think when one thing we talked about is we just need to control our emotions and not let them get the best of us. So the games that we have the ability to frustrate other teams, and when we do, we're really good. We can beat anybody. When we're the team that gets frustrated, anybody can beat us. And so I think that was a huge moment for us on Saturday, to just put our energy in what we could control. And we can't control the refs. We can't control the other team. We can control what we do when we get an opportunity to go out and for our shift, and we can control what type of teammates we are on the bench. And Saturday was probably, again, the proudest I've been as a coach in terms of our guys executing, not just on the ice, but just the mentality, the focus, and in a big moment. Because like you said, I don't think our record – it's not our record that was disappointing over those three games. It's the perceived opportunity that was potentially, not taken advantage of. But it wasn't a death sentence. It was a missed opportunity. And to have our guys kind of just put that aside and come back and respond the way they did Saturday, I think shows a lot about why we've been so successful and why we, have the ranking we have and have had the season we've had so far.
We've talked many times, pre-game shows, post-game shows, here at P74, the Downtown Paninos.
And just as friends.
Yeah. All right. A lot.
Yeah.
About the resiliency of this team. And that was put on great display Saturday, because the three prior games, disappointing. Everyone, I think, understood what needed to be done. It's one thing to understand what needs to be done. It's a completely different thing to actually go out and execute it. And that's where resiliency comes in. That's where pride, that's where belief in each player's own ability and the team's ability comes to the forefront, and that was on display right from the opening faceoff Saturday night.
No question. I mean, we all have game plans to execute and a desire to win and a desire, you know, every player on our team, every player on the teams we play against has a desire to impact the game in a positive way, has a desire to win, you know, has something that they're working to execute. But to see, you know, 21 guys or, you know, 20 guys execute the way that we did, the poise that we had in doing it, and then again, the continuation of it and the ability to stick with it, I thought was the best that we had seen so far this year. And it came at a good time.
It came at a very good time. And there are ebbs and flows to a season. And very few teams, other than a main team that Scott Loewenberg was associated with, or that one undefeated Cornell team way back when Ken Dryden was playing college hockey. Every team goes through ebbs and flows. And the three games prior to Saturday, maybe that's kind of, you know, the down cycle of the wave. And you never know, but in terms of timing, maybe everything is timing out right because you want to get that out of the system before you get to Denver, before you get to the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's the NCHC. Like, you know, we've talked about it. It's, you know, the team that just won our league has 15 wins. We have 13 wins in our league. So it's you don't get through this thing clean. That's what makes it so great. And again, that's why our teams go on and win championships because it tests your toughness every single weekend. And, you know, I'm not making excuses for the Omaha weekend. Obviously, you know, we wanted to be better. We felt like we could go in there and get the job done and we didn't quite get it. We didn't get it done. Those are the facts. But at the same time, like, they're sitting there on an off weekend waiting for us to get there. It's a tough place to play. You know, we look forward, if we get another chance against them, we'll be ready.
And you mentioned the team that won the league has 15 wins and the Tigers have 13. The team that won the league has 6 losses, and 4 of those came against the Tigers. Just pointing out facts. And on that fact and on that note, we're going to take our first break. We're going to come back. We're going to look at where things are around the NCHC heading into the final weekend of the regular season. We've got a lot of other things to get to, but tell you what, it's fun to be in this position here in the first full week of March. But great crowd here at Panino's. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with more of the Chris Mayotte Show live from P74, the downtown Panino's on KRDO News Radio.
The Big Dinner Box from Pizza Hut. 2 pizzas, breadsticks, and boneless wings or pasta all in one box. Heck, swap in a third pizza if you want. It's your world. No one out pizzas the Hut.
Additional charge for more than one topping. Product availability, prices, and delivery areas, minimums, and fees vary. Delivery charge not a tip.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
When Colorado College Tiger hockey first took the ice in 1938, Olsen Plumbing and Heating had already been in the game for over 20 years. Since that time, many seasons have come and gone, but the commitment to excellence has remained the number one goal for both teams. Colorado College Tiger hockey and Olsen Plumbing and Heating, two great teams who know their way around the pipes. Olsen Plumbing and Heating, celebrating over a century of service and proud sponsors of Colorado College Tiger hockey.
They're here. 9 signature flavors, 6 different dipping sauces.
My goodness, they're so big and crispy!
Big and crispy wings from Pizza Hut. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Availability of fried wings and flavors may vary. Extra charge for dipping sauce.
It's hockey season in Colorado Springs, and at Shields, we know that means it's time to cheer on our Tigers. Every game is an exciting edge-of-your-seat experience, so be there to support your Tigers from start to finish, head-to-toe in black and gold. Shields has all the fan gear you need to deck out your game day look, so visit Shields in-store or online today and get ready for a great season of hockey. Shields, proud partner of Tiger Athletics and hockey fans everywhere.
You know the feeling of being in love? Your emotions swell, your heart goes pitter-patter, and you feel like you're the center of the universe. That's how I feel with my new love, the Colorado Springs Airport. Yep, I've fallen madly, deeply in love with an airport. It might be an untraditional love, but with it being so close to home and so easy to access, I'm giddy just talking about it. I'm ready for my relationship to be long-term, not long-distance. You can fall in love, too, when you fly COS.
For nearly 30 years, ERA Shields Real Estate has been committed to providing excellence and making your home buying dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or upgrading to something more suitable for your family, they are always there for you. They also assist in worldwide relocation. ERA Shields Real Estate, building smarter communities locally and across the globe. To learn more, visit ERAShields.com or call 593-1000. ERA Shields Real Estate is a proud sponsor of CC Tiger Hockey.
Live from P74, the Downtown Paninos, 604 North Tejon. This is the Chris Mayotte Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back inside P74, the Downtown Paninos. The Chris Mayotte Show. It is CC against those guys this week. And it is the greatest rivalry in all of college hockey. I think I'm as qualified as anybody to say that because I've been involved very deeply with the other rivalry that thinks it's the greatest in college hockey. Chris has been involved with that, not to the extent that I was. Those guys in Michigan and the Little 6+1, they think they've got something going on, and admittedly they do, but they play each other in everything. This is a unique rivalry when the Tigers and the Denver Pioneers square off. It is unique because it's really the only sport in which these two teams compete. And these are the premier, hockey's the premier sport at both schools. And it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend, no question about it. And Chris, rivalries are what make college sports special. And even though you talked about, you know, it's business this week. You cut out the noise. You cut out all that other stuff. Once you step on the ice Friday night at Robeson Arena, the rivalry is there. You can't avoid that.
No, and what they do, I mean, the intensity is just, I mean, it's you can feel it in warm-ups, you know, and I think that's what makes it special is it's not you don't have to pump yourself up. You know the other team doesn't have to pump themselves up. The fan bases, you know, are incredibly passionate. And you know, when you talk about rivalries, it just means, you know, that it means so much to so many people. And I think that's where everything becomes heightened and why the emotions are so high, and again, us knowing that, we have to go in there and keep emotions aside. I think the first time we played them, the weekend we played them, you know, we were 5-1. We started great up there, and we were still, we believed that we were good, but we were still hoping that we were good, and potentially hoping that we were good enough to be one of those teams. And so I think that's why you saw some of the emotion in us and why it was able to get us, quote unquote, off of our game. But this team doesn't hope anymore. We don't hope anymore. We know we have way too much proof that we're able to do hard things and we're a really good team. It doesn't matter where we play, who we play, what the stakes are, what the moment is. This team rises to the occasion and executes in big moments. And so, again, our job is to keep the emotion out of it. We understand it's really important to a lot of people, and that is that's something that we're grateful for, that we get to represent a lot of people in that way in this rivalry, that we get the opportunity to be the ones that go out and fight for CC. But it's going to be, you know, we got to do our best to make sure that for us it's a hockey game and we're focused on what we can control and our execution.
It is a hockey game. It's the first time since 2011 that these teams have both been ranked in the top 10. And the last time it happened, this happened. We go in overtime. Alexander Krushelnicki scored the first goal of the game. He was hauled down by Makowski. He had a clear path to the net.
Everybody's got their iPhones out.
Krushelnicki will take the penalty shot. The sophomore from West Bloomfield, Michigan, staring in on the freshman netminder, Juho Okunora. Krushelnicki, the left-hand shot, takes the puck. He'll carry across the Denver line. Skates right down the slot. Wheels, steals. He won't hit it! Alexander Krushelnicki with the penalty shot overtime winner, and the Tiger bench is all over Alexander Krushelnicki. What a goal! What a win for the Tigers here tonight. That's what rivalries are made on. They are made of moments like that. And one of the things that a coach has to deal with during a rivalry week, especially when there is as much on the line, is that you get a lot of calls and you get a lot of emails from alums, boosters. How do you deal with all of that?
I think it's, you know, quite honestly, I still consider myself fairly new, you know, to this rivalry. And for me, it's a great opportunity to connect and continue to build relationships with people who care about this program. And so I look at it as an opportunity that way. You know, one of the things that is unique about this and compared to other places that I've been is that, you know, our alumni aren't all still close. And so it's, you know, when you go to Minnesota, you see a group. When you go, you know, to Michigan, you see a group, and you're always trying to build those connections and build those relationships. And, these weekends, and really are the success that this team has brought so many people, you know, sending messages, re-engaging, and it's been a great opportunity for me to just meet people and understand their story. And you know, obviously earlier this year we had the 95 team here and getting to meet them and all everything that they went through. So it just continues to, you know, tell the story of CC hockey so that we can share it with our current group. And I look at it as a great opportunity just to continue to, one, tell our story, but hear their stories as well.
No doubt about it. And there's a new member to the Tiger family, isn't there?
There is. Mila Eve will be a week old tomorrow, Menino. So she is, she is happy and healthy. Mom is happy and healthy and doing well. So we're excited for the Menino family and to bring a new one into the Tiger family as well.
You didn't mention how Dad's doing, though.
Oh, he doesn't miss a beat. You couldn't tell if he got 1 hour of sleep the night before or a full, you know, 8 or 9. He's the same every single day. He's got a ton of energy and cares an incredible amount and is always well prepared. So he hasn't missed a beat.
No question about that. And that's always exciting. And that kind of brings everything back to where it belongs, right? It brings things back down to earth. We will take a break here from P74, the Downtown Paninos. When we come back, we've got a Michigander and a Minnesotan coming up to join us. The future dentist, Tommy Middleton. Not sure what Ray Christie's future looks like, but I'm sure it's bright. We'll talk to him about that as well. But all of that is coming up as we continue here from P74, the Downtown Paninos, the Chris Mayotte Show on KRDO News Radio.
Spring Heel Suites at 402 South Tejon Street in downtown Colorado Springs offers meeting spaces that have top-of-the-line technology, including video conference, smart TVs that turn into whiteboards, and the ability to give a presentation that allows attendees to use a QR code to capture the whole presentation to save it to their phone. This venue is perfect for businesses who want to make a first great impression. Call now for details and reserve our space for your space. Spring Heel Suites and illuminate with the most spectacular view in Colorado Springs. 402 South Tejon Street.
Colorado has some of the best weather in the country, and that's why people love living here. When the weather is good, it's great, and when it's bad, well, you get the point. Bad weather can damage your roof, and when it does, let my friends at Total Roofing take care of you. They are a local, family-owned company. They do the job right, at a fair price, and they're honest. They never try to sell you something you don't need. What a concept. Go to TotalRoofingCO.com.
Your family's well-being is our top priority at The Medicine Shop. That's why we do so much more than just fill prescriptions. We offer medication synchronization, health screenings, immunizations, medication therapy, management, and more, all with the care and attention your family deserves. At The Medicine Shop, we make it convenient for you to live a healthy lifestyle. Our community-centered approach means you can count on us. So come see us at The Medicine Shop at Wasatch and Jackson or on West Colorado Avenue.
We all know the important lessons sports teach our youth, including teamwork, support, and the value of community. This is Matthew Hansen with Alpine Bank, member FDIC. From the start, we have teamed up with and supported many community nonprofits, including SoCo Youth Sports Foundation, which in turn provides support and athletic programs teaching youth lessons in determination, discipline, self-esteem, citizenship, and sportsmanship, while helping with sports fees, equipment, and scholarship opportunities. Alpine Bank, proudly supporting youth athletics in Colorado Springs.
On and off the ice, coaching and guidance lead to success and champions. I'm Marshall Dumlau. My team, Cool Persistence Coaching, is partnering with the Pikes Peak Children's Museum of Colorado Springs. We're not just raising funds. We're setting conditions for success for these little champions and helping the museum find a permanent home where children can grow and learn. Join us as we join forces with the Pikes Peak Children's Museum of Colorado Springs to inspire the leaders of tomorrow and create a brighter future.
Hello, Colorado Springs. I'm Diana Tate, the Director of Business Relations for your local payroll provider, Payroll City. You may have seen me around making connections and bringing solutions to many local businesses. We understand the challenges you face because we are part of the same community fabric. By choosing Payroll City, you're investing in the growth of your community. We believe in supporting local initiatives and fostering economic development right here at home. Visit payrollcity.com or call 719-260-9933. Rediscover service with Payroll City.
Live from P74, the Downtown Paninos, 604 North Tejon. This is the Chris Mayotte Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, inside P74, the Downtown Paninos. It's CC and those guys week. Tigers ranked 10th this week. Those guys are ranked 4th, but that's temporary for them. 10 is also temporary for the Tigers because that's moving up and 4 is moving down. Friday's game at Robeson Arena, it's senior night. Face-off is set for 8 o'clock, so that means folks have a little extra time to get, tuned up for the game. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with an hour-long pregame show. The game's going to be televised on CBS Sports Network. Senior recognition is going to happen after the game. Saturday, we go up there, and we'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with a pregame show. 7:30 start from Denver. And that game, if you want to watch, will be on NCHC TV. And if ever you're going to turn the sound down on your TV and turn the sound up on your radio, it's when we're up there. Okay. We've got Ray Christie and Tommy Middleton with us right now. And, gentlemen, you might remember this particular play vividly from last Saturday. Cooley will hand it off to Tommy Middleton. Middleton slides it back deep into the Tiger zone. Connor Mayer sends it ahead to center ice. Now here's Christie down the right side. He'll give it to Middleton. Sends it out front. Shot to goal. Oh, what a goal from Stan the Man Cooley with his back to the net. He backhands it between the legs of Thiessen. And the Tigers are back on top. That was pretty good, guys. That was pretty good. Ray Christie is to my near left. Tommy Middleton is to my far left. And we'll start with the senior. Ray, your line has been a defensive line for much of this season, but it had to feel good to contribute at the offensive end of the ice, more than just forechecking and things like that, but actually helping to produce a goal in a big win for this Tiger team.
Yeah, I mean, give a lot of credit to Tommy and Stanley. They work tremendously hard, and for us to get some offensive production, it meant a lot to us and really helped us gain and strengthen our confidence going forward.
It was great puck movement. You guys on that shift were tremendous. Tommy, talk about the pass out of the corner to Stanley out in front of the net.
Yeah, well, you know, you can always rely on Stan and Ray to be in the right spot. And when Ray passed me the puck, I knew that Stan was going to be crashing down on the far side. So I was just hoping that I would hit his stick.
Well, you did. You did. And then, you know, with his back turned to the net, it was a beautiful goal, beautiful play for this team. And obviously the crowd appreciated it. And it was a big win for this Tiger team. As we were talking about with Coach earlier, the resiliency of this group. Ray, talk about how strong mentally and emotionally this team is.
I think we've just shown that we've matured quite a lot from the beginning of the year. And not only that, but our belief and has just grown throughout every weekend. And it gives us a sense of confidence that we can go into certain weekends with a confidence that not only we can win, but we can also can dominate. So it just shows that we've become a really mature group throughout the season.
Tommy, when you know, as Ray mentioned and as Coach mentioned, you guys back in November, you guys hoped to be good. You thought you were good, but you weren't necessarily sure. Now you guys know that you're a really good team. How does that, I guess, change your mental approach or outlook to games? Instead of hoping, now you're knowing. That there's a big difference between those two.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a big difference between the two. It's definitely something it gives, as Ray mentioned, about confidence, just about going into certain games. You know, you don't have a pit in your stomach or you don't have any butterflies necessarily. It's all about going in and doing what you as a person and you as a player can do. And I think how close we are as a group and how the sense of belief is really high in our team right now, I just think that going into every game that we know that we can compete and we can win.
Ray, and that knowledge, that belief is so important because, you know, again, getting back to the difference between hope and belief means that there's extreme confidence, not overconfidence, but the knowledge that your abilities are there to get the job done. And this team has proven it time and time again this year with resiliency. You know, a three-game stretch where the Tigers only lose one game, but it feels like a bad three-game losing streak. And you guys erased that on Saturday. That's the strength of this team. That's the mental strength of this team and the desire of this team to actually play to its ability, play to its potential.
Yeah, I mean, just the standard throughout the my last 4 years has just gone up every year. And you can't really hide from the standard if you're not working hard and you're one and or you're just by yourself. So I think just growing that standard of, hey, we belong here, we've earned the right to be here, is something that's grown a lot the past 4 years for myself, but that's something that just – is held up by everyone just through everyone's accountability every day.
And accountability is so much of it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're accountable to yourself, you're accountable to your teammates, you're accountable to the staff, you're accountable to the school. And that accountability, it just grows as this team matures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, we take a lot of pride in being good student-athletes, whether that's working hard in school or making sure we're doing all of our summer workouts, coming in prepared, and then translating that into the season. So I think it's something that everyone individually takes a lot of pride in, and then just the makeup of a collective group doing that is something that I'm super grateful for, and it's something truly special.
Ray mentioned the classroom. I was going to bring this up later with Coach, and I'll talk to with Chris about this a little bit later. But last week, the NCHC released its academic all-conference team, as well as its honors of distinguished scholar athletes. Sitting to my left are two young men that are both members of the all-conference academic team. They are also both distinguished scholar athletes. And I dare say that it takes a 3.0 grade point to be on the all-conference academic team, and I believe it's 3.75 to be on recognized as a distinguished scholar athlete. And I feel safe in saying that a 3 point or a 3.75 at Colorado College is probably worth an 8, a 9, or a 10 at some of the other institutions in the league. I'm not going to mention which ones they may be. Tommy, talk about the academic side of things, because you guys are truly student-athletes here at Colorado College.
Yeah, I think the best part of being a student-athlete at CC is definitely the amount of resources you have. Coming into school, 21-year-old freshman, I was a bit confused as to how everything was going to work out. I knew kind of the path that I wanted to go down, but I had no idea how that was going to be able to work with hockey and everything. But I found some really great people that have helped me out a ton with the academics. I wouldn't be anywhere without them. Definitely a hard academic school, but it's really worthwhile if you put the work in.
And Ray, you've been at it one more year than Tommy. So you've got a little more of that. Talk about the academic element of things at CC.
I think it's great for whatever type of student you are, whether you want to do political science like myself, if you're pre-dental like Tommy Smarty Pants over here.
You said dental or mental?
Dental.
Dental, okay.
But I think it's just great that you have so many options, and nonetheless, the support systems that are here, whether it's fellow students or professors, that it truly makes the CC environment something truly special, along with the block plan as well.
No question about that. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more with Ray and Tommy. That's coming up. We'll look ahead to this weekend when the Tigers take on those guys. That's coming up next. You're listening to the Chris Mayotte Show live from P74, the downtown Paninos, on KRDO News Radio.
The Big Dinner Box from Pizza Hut. Two pizzas, breadsticks, and boneless wings or pasta all in one box. Heck, swap in a third pizza if you want. It's your world. No one out pizzas the Hut.
Additional charge for more than one topping. Product availability, prices, and delivery areas, minimums, and fees vary. Delivery charge not a tip.
It's hockey season in Colorado Springs, and at Shields, we know that means it's time to cheer on our Tigers. Every game is an exciting edge-of-your-seat experience, so be there to support your Tigers from start to finish, head to toe in black and gold. Shields has all the fan gear you need to deck out your game day look, so visit Shields in-store or online today and get ready for a great season of hockey. Shields, proud partner of Tiger Athletics and hockey fans everywhere.
Today we work for each and every step by cutting our carbon emissions 80% by 2030. We work for bath time with a sustainable plan to ensure there's water for generations. We work for high scores by offering energy and water-saving rebates so you can play and save at home. We're Colorado Springs Utilities, and today we work for you because this is our home too.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Yeah! Eat big, spend small. Eat all that big, oh my, Carl's Cali Classic flavor with two charbroiled all beef patties, American cheese, grilled onions, classic sauce, lettuce, and tomato. A big burger with huge flavor in a full meal combo with small fries and a drink for a small $5.99. Big, small, win, win. Eat, eat. Yeah. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Price may vary. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo.
They're here. Nine signature flavors, six different dipping sauces.
My goodness, they're so big and crispy!
Big and crispy wings from Pizza Hut. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Availability of fried wings and flavors may vary. Extra charge for dipping sauce.
Hi, welcome to End Credit Union.
Oh, hi.
Is that a llama?
Yeah, banking can be a little stressful, so I brought my no-drama llama.
You know, we have hassle-free, stress-free checking. No strings, no drama.
Oh, he likes the sound of that.
Plus, you also earn dividends.
Wow, guess I could have left Kyle at home.
Start banking like you own the place at end.com/checking. End Credit Union, insured by NCUA.
Live from P74, the downtown Paninos, 604 North Tejon. This is the Chris Mayock Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back inside P74, the downtown Paninos. It's CC and those guys week. Tigers are 10th in the nation. Those guys are 4th. Friday's game, a late start, 8 p.m. face-off, 7 o'clock pregame show. Game's going to be televised on CBS Sports Network. Senior recognition post-game on Saturday. And Ray Christie will be one of 9 seniors recognized on Friday night at Robeson Arena. And, Ray, it's amazing. Every year I talk to the seniors, and they all say the same thing. They all say that I should have listened when I was a freshman to the seniors who told me it's going to go by fast. It went by fast, didn't it?
Yeah. Just like the blink of an eye, you could remember we came in as a group of 12 in COVID during a pandemic, and to now see us where we are now, it's just been crazy to reflect on.
The journey was crazy. I mean, no one, Steven Spielberg couldn't have written that script. COVID, you know, staff change, new building, all of that stuff, going from, you know, a program that was struggling to a program that is has announced itself as being right there on the national stage. The journey's been special for you, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, just reflecting on the past 4 years, I think when we talk as a class, it's something that we take a lot of pride in, that just reflecting on all the hard work doesn't go unnoticed, and it creates this new standard, like I talked about before, that future Tiger teams can follow and future recruits can follow, that the standard is winning here, and it's something that we take a lot of pride in.
And Tommy, as a junior, you're looking on, and I would imagine there are moments in time when you start to think about, geez, in a year, that's going to be me.
Yeah, for sure. I still can't believe that I'm already a junior and it's already the last week of the regular season. It definitely flies by super fast. I mean, I remember getting ready for preseason workouts. Just it seemed like not that long ago. But, yeah, it goes by incredibly fast.
All that work, all the effort is paying off right now. And there's a lot of hockey yet to be played. It starts, Ray, this weekend with those guys up there. It seems like years ago since these teams last played. This Tiger team's a lot different now in early March than it was in early November, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so for sure. We've had a lot of tests, and we've proven to ourselves, and not only to ourselves but to other people, that we belong, and we have a confidence going into these big games that we deserve to be there, and we expect to play well and to win.
Tommy, talk about the difference between November and March, and where are the visible things that are different on this team?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in early November, we had a great start to the season with the out-of-conference, but the NCHC, as everybody knows, is a different animal. And so going into that, just hoping that we were good enough to be able to compete and be at a high level in the NCHC was our start. But, you know, as the season's gone on, I think we've really seen a high belief in what we can do and what the standard is, as Ray always talks about. I think the belief is there. I think the work and the effort that we put in the gym, out on the ice, just everywhere, I think it's been very, very high, and I think we're seeing the results speak for themselves.
No question about that. And I think that effort, that work, that belief, that knowledge that this team is not only a top 10 team but deserves to be a top 10 team is going to pay off in a big way this weekend. Ray Christie, Tommy Middleton, great job so far this season. There's a lot of hockey yet to be played. We're looking forward to plenty more hockey and plenty more great games from you guys. Let's go after things this weekend. Let's knock the Pioneers down off their high perch, and let's just get the job done. Thanks, guys. Pleasure, as always, have you on the show.
Thank you.
Ray Christie, Tommy Middleton, our guests here on the Chris Mayotte Show. We'll be back with the coach in just a moment. You are listening to the Chris Mayotte Show live from P74, the downtown Paninos, on KRDO News Radio.
This is Tyler. He's finishing his graduate degree while working as a barista. So he turned to Credit Union of Colorado to get a credit card to help buy books, mobile banking and automatic bill pay for his hectic life, and a great car loan so he can drive from school to work faster than you can say, double shot, no whip, extra hot, one pump vanilla latte. Credit Union of Colorado. Whatever's brewing in your life, we're here to help. Visit cuofco.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
For more than 40 years, Hanson Hot Spring Spas has been providing Southern Colorado with the best hot tubs in the industry. There are so many benefits of hot water therapy. It will leave you feeling mentally and emotionally refreshed. Owning a hot tub is easy, and Hanson Hot Spring Spas makes it affordable to get a hot tub in your backyard with up to 5-year no-interest financing with approved credit. Better your life. Invest in yourself. Come see my friends at Hanson Hot Spring Spas under the big blue roof at Dublin and Academy or online at hansonspa.com.
Hunters, the best pheasant hunting this season is at Rocky Mountain Roosters. Since 1985, we've been telling you about Colorado's finest private pheasant hunting preserve, and it's just 30 miles east of Colorado Springs. Hunt on over 5,000 acres with experienced guides and dogs, or for the guys who run their own dogs, this is the best place to hunt and train in Colorado. This is a perfect gift idea for any hunter, and they have gift certificates too. Call 719-635-3257 or on the web at rmroosters.com.
Attention hockey fans, it's time to take your shot and score amazing internet. Don't let slow connection put you in the online penalty box. Get speed streaming, gaming, sharing, and more with speeds up to 940 megs from Quantum Fiber. A proud sponsor of Colorado College Tigers Hockey. When it comes to speed, reliability, and making things easy, Quantum Fiber delivers the hat trick. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability, service in select locations only.
When you need to know what's going on in Southern Colorado, the information is as close as your smartphone. The KRDO News app delivers the latest news, weather, and sports. Download it today from your favorite app store. The KRDO News app is brought to you by the Law Office of Kevin R. Hancock, specializing in wills, trusts, estate planning, power of attorney, and probate services. Find out more at cotrustattorney.com, a proud sponsor of the KRDO News app.
Have you been to P74, the downtown Paninos? You'll love the new menu items, including prime rib every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m., just in time for CC Hockey. Stop in before or after the game. P74, the downtown Paninos, has the best happy hour around every day from 3 to 6 p.m. with food and drink specials. P74 offers gluten-free options, including gluten-free Paninos. You'll love the new items like Italian tacos and the new artichoke dip. Order online and have it ready when you arrive. Paninos Downtown.
Live from P74, the downtown Paninos, 604 North Tejon. This is the Chris Mayotte Show, exclusively on KRDO News Radio.
Welcome back inside P74, the downtown Paninos. The Chris Mayotte Show, along with the head coach of the Tigers, Chris Mayotte. I'm Ken Landau, and Chris mentioned it with Ray and Tommy. We talked about it a little bit last week. I just think it's remarkable. It shows exactly what kind of students and student-athletes that your program has. 18 players overall named, academic all-conference. a baker's dozen of them distinguished scholar athletes. That's the epitome of what being a student athlete at Colorado College is all about.
Absolutely. And you know, I think when you look at YCC, so whether it's the guys that are here, whether we're talking to somebody on the recruiting trail, it really is that you can excel. And it's not, you know, when we say you can excel here, it doesn't just mean as a hockey player. It means academically, it means as a person. And so, you know, when we talk about the development plan for an individual when they come here, it's not just about hockey. It's as a person, it's as a student, it's physically, it's mentally, it's all of those things. And so, you know, the block plan is huge for us. You know, our guys can spend 6-7 hours a day at the rink, put in the time and effort that they need to put in to be a high level Division I athlete. But it still allows them to achieve in the classroom. And so, you know, when you tell a hockey player that instead of worrying about 5 classes and playing hockey, they can focus on 1 class and play hockey, you know, you can see that they can envision the development path. But developing away from the rink and continuing to develop and achieving away from the rink is really important. And, you know, we talk a lot about the resiliency of this team and how tough this team is. You can't do that if the only thing you have going in your day is the hockey rink. If when you leave the rink, you know, you have so much uncertainty and you have so much doubt and you have, you know, and you just don't have the confidence away from the rink. You know, it's not real confidence when you come to the rink. And so CC just allows our, you know, the structure in place, the type of kids that we are able to recruit, the type of student athletes we're able to recruit. It all leads to what you all see on a Friday, Saturday night. But it's not singular. You know, the amount of work we put in with our sports psych guy and being mentally tough and having the right mindset and talking to yourself the right way, and focusing on the right things. Again, the support away from the rink and the support in the classroom and all of those things, it just, you don't ride the emotional roller coaster of a hockey season. Because there's always going to be a ton of adversity in a hockey season. There's a ton of adversity in any given practice. There's a ton of adversity in any given game. You're going to go up and down on how you're feeling as a hockey player, as an athlete, with your confidence. And again, if you don't have fulfillment in other aspects of your life, that the peaks and valleys are really big and it's really hard to be consistent. You know, you want to minimize those peaks and valleys. You don't go through a season without peaks and valleys. It's how do I prepare myself to handle them in the best way possible? And again, our guys' ability to achieve in the classroom, dedicate time to the classroom, is really something that, and quite honestly, we recruit some kids that don't even know that about themselves yet. They don't know that once they start getting some A's on those papers and in those finals, that how much better they're going to feel when they come to the rink and how that's actually going to make them a better hockey player. And to see guys go through that process, because quite honestly, there's some names on that list that, like, you're dang proud of, because
it's all right.
Because they didn't believe that could be their future. And at CC, it can be.
No question about that. And speaking of the future and the present, we'll get off the academic things and get back to hockey right now. We haven't touched on this yet. It's kind of the elephant in the back of the room. Everyone talks about it. You try to limit the talk about it among, you know, within the room, within the team. But everyone keeps an eye on two things right now: the standings in the league and where the Tigers are going to be. By the way, when the Tigers clinch home ice this weekend, tickets for the first round will be available at cctigers.com/tickets. All season ticket holders, their credit or debit cards on file will be charged. Your playoff tickets will be placed into your account. Now, having said that, standings, pairwise. Pairwise used for the NCAA tournament and where teams are slotted in that tournament. Of course, the standings. Everyone talks, I've been asked 1,000 times. You've probably been asked 10,000 times. Well, what are the Tigers' chances of making the tournament? And I always say the chances are really good if this team wins its games. And that is the whole solution to the pairwise puzzle. Just win games. It's easy to say, difficult to do, but indeed, that's the solution to the puzzle.
It is. And you know, it's hard because we had this talk going into Omaha with the team after the North Dakota weekend, where we went from 17 to 11 in the pairwise after a weekend. UMass played Boston College, who's obviously one in the country in the polls and the pairwise. They got swept by them and went from 10 to 15th. And so the talk that we had was, I've never seen a season like this. And now I've been in it for 13 years. That's not a tremendous amount of time, but I've been fortunate to be in positions to follow the pairwise closely for the majority of those. I've never seen a bubble this volatile at this point in the year. And so the big message to our guys was, if you're 15th, you can't feel bad about it. If you're 11th, you can't feel good about it. There's just still so much movement. The fact that Saturday at Omaha, we tied a game, didn't lose a game, tied a game. We were 15th. Had we won that game, we would have been 10th. Like, that's insanity.
Yes.
And so you can't – now, I run all the scenarios. I've gotten you involved in running a lot of the scenarios.
Thanks for giving me less sleep than I was already getting.
But I tried to do that so that I can educate our guys and be upfront with them and honest with them. But like you said, at this point, winning is all that matters. You know, the top eight right now look to be locks. Nine, Maine, is close to being a lock. They're at like 99%. Nobody else is safe. And we don't know if the number's 13 or 14, because if it's 14, that means Quinnipiac has to win the ECAC. And they're in a 12-team league, so the chances aren't guaranteed.
So no question.
There's a lot of work to do, but wins are the number one thing.
And wins on Friday and Saturday at Denver, those are the big things. And we'll take care of business on Friday here at home, senior night again. Face off at 8 o'clock, pregame show at 7. We hardly even talked about it, but that's okay. We'll let the guys do the talking on the ice Friday and Saturday. Want to thank everybody. Great crowd here at Paninos tonight. Chris, as always, thank you so much. We will step aside. We will talk to you on Friday with our pregame show at 7. Face off at 8. Go Tigers!
Attention hockey fans, it's time to take your shot and score amazing internet. Don't let slow connection put you in the online penalty box. Get speed streaming, gaming, sharing, and more with speeds up to 940 megs from Quantum Fiber. A proud sponsor of Colorado College Tigers Hockey. When it comes to speed, reliability, and making things easy, Quantum Fiber delivers the hat trick. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability, service in select locations only.
When Colorado College Tiger Hockey first took the ice in 1938, Olson Plumbing and Heating had already been in the game for over 20 years. Since that time, many seasons have come and gone, but the commitment to excellence has remained the number one goal for both teams. Colorado College Tiger Hockey and Olson Plumbing and Heating, two great teams who know their way around the pipes.
Hey, hockey fans, winter is here. So to keep your family safe and warm, have your furnace checked and serviced. It's just $135 for your peace of mind.
Olson Plumbing and Heating, celebrating over a century of service. And proud sponsors of Colorado College Tiger Hockey.
$135 check and service, one per household. Must be scheduled during normal business hours.
Veterans and military spouses, what does your ideal job look like? A workplace where your military perspective is valued? Absolutely. Great pay and benefits? Check. Paid time off to volunteer in the community? You got it. At USAA, your unique skills and experiences help us better serve our members. Join our mission at usaajobs.com/military. USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Yeah! big, spend small. Eat all that big, oh my, Carl's Cali Classic flavor with two charbroiled all-beef patties, American cheese, grilled onions, classic sauce, lettuce, and tomato. A big burger with huge flavor in a full meal combo with small fries and a drink for a small $5.99. Big, small, win, win. Eat, eat. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included. Price may vary. Not valid with any other offer, discount, or combo.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose. Partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it. Because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
KRDO News Radio is KRDO FM Security, Colorado Springs, Pueblo. KRDO AM, Colorado Springs.